Call the meeting to order. I'd like to invite the FFA to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good evening and welcome, everybody. Can I get approval of the agenda as presented?
I would move approval of that.
A second.
I have a motion, a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Do they have an agenda? Can I get a motion to approve the minutes of the November 7th, 2023 regular meeting?
So moved.
Second.
Motion, a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? We have a meeting minutes. Enter the public hearing for the 2024 liquor license renewals. They're listed on the back with one notation. Crazy Woman Tavern LLC DBA 4th on Main has pulled their application. So, is there any public comment? Public comment? Public comment? Hearing none, we'll close the public hearing for the renewal of the 2024 liquor licenses. No unfinished business. New business. Can I get a motion to approve the 2024 liquor license renewal?
Mayor, I'd like to make a motion to approve the 2024 liquor license. However, I'd like to recuse myself from Bonds Brewing and Buffalo Land and Property due to a conflict of interest. So if we could vote on the others and then set those two aside and I'll recuse myself, that'd be great.
Does the rest of the council agree with the vice mayor?
Yep. I'll second that motion.
Okay. I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? All in favor of the liquor licenses minus the two? Report by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Same sign. Can I get a motion to approve the liquor licenses for Bonds Brewing and Buffalo Land?
I can move that.
I have a motion. Do I have a second?
I'll second that one.
Motion, second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Everybody gets their liquor licenses. Next on the agenda, Buffalo FFA. Thank you.
Hi everyone, my name's Emma Perringer.
I'm Cora Turner.
And we're here today on behalf of the Buffalo FFA, and we're asking for permission to conduct the annual Buffalo FFA firework event, Light Up Buffalo. So in this event, it would require the use of Przinski Park, first off.
A variance on Ordinance 1612 for firework shooting.
A variance on Ordinance 1626, which is on noise prohibited. And that would be the things that would be needed for this event. We have also spoke with the police chief as well back there for times on this. And we have decided if we did this, we'd do it about 45 minutes after the parade, so about 7:15-ish.
Was there, this is for the fireworks?
Yes.
Okay. Was there any discussion with Chief Gammon down at City Fire?
There was not.
Okay. Do you know how long your duration?
About 10, 15 minutes.
Okay. Usually Chief Gammon is reluctantly in favor of fireworks inside the city. I would guess that he would probably have a stipulation on weather permitting and that there's not a lot of snow, and so I would be in favor of it with a conversation with Fire Chief Gannon as well to get his blessing, or with the stipulation by a motion that weather permitting and with the blessing of the Fire Chief as well.
I move we approve the FFA Light at Buffalo for December 2. And variances.
I have a motion, but does that include with the blessing of the Fire Chief and his recommendation?
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Make them big and bright and shiny.
Sounds great. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Next on the agenda. Okay. We're on my paperwork. Be asking for a motion to approve Resolution 1472, a resolution amending the annual appropriations bill for the fiscal year ending June 30th, 2024. A resolution amending the annual appropriations bill for fiscal year ending June 30th, 2024. Whereas the governing body of the City of Buffalo, Wyoming desires to amend the budget and appropriate additional funds for additional expenses for mural repair expenses at 1 North Main office equipment and digester pond maintenance at the sewer treatment plant. And whereas the City of Buffalo finds it necessary to increase the budgeted expenses for repairs costs for mural located at 1 North Main by $15,000. And whereas the City of Buffalo finds it necessary to increase the budgeted expense for a new office copier machine by $8,000. And whereas the City of Buffalo finds it necessary to increase the budgeted expense for digester pond maintenance by $90,000. And now therefore be it resolved, therefore is hereby appropriated the sum of $15,000 for repair costs for mural located at 1 North Main, $8,000 for a new office copy machine, and $90,000 for a digester pond maintenance. Can I get a motion to approve resolution number 1472?
I'll move that.
Have a motion, do I have a second?
I'll second.
Motion to second, any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution 1472 passes. Resolution 1473, a resolution adopting pay scales for the police and dispatch departments of the town of the City of Buffalo, Wyoming, and the efficient implementation of the scales. Whereas the COVID-19 pandemic and other factors have resulted in inflation at a nearly 40-year high, and whereas such factors have caused volatility in the labor market and made it difficult to recruit and retain police and dispatch personnel, and whereas a salary survey of surrounding entities have been conducted to determine what adjustments to the existing pay structure are necessary to keep the city competitive, and whereas the City Council of the Town of the City of Buffalo, Wyoming deems it advisable to adopt a new pay scale to address these recruitment and retention concerns as well as pay equity concerns. Can I get a motion to approve Resolution 1473?
So moved.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? 1473 passes. Reports, Mr. Kirvin. Not here. Mr. Acey.
Mayor Council, I don't have a lot to report. I did spend the week sending out contractual renewal invoices, so I've licked 300 and some envelopes this week, so I've got those all out, and so we'll get, they're out, so we should see those some start coming back in. The contract's usually pretty good about that, but that's all I really have for this week. I did send out a email memo on some home occupations and just kind of the ordinances on those guys for your review, just so you can look over them if you guys get any questions about what you can and can't do as far as home occupations. So, because you'll probably be, we'll probably be having some folks come in and question some of that stuff. So,
gotcha.
That's all I got.
Thanks, Dave. Thank you. Chief Bissett.
Evening, Mayor, Council. I don't have much new to report, but I would like to say thank you to Councilwoman Camino working so hard for the pay scale, spearheading that project, and having to deal with my emails and phone calls, you know, twice a day sometimes, and meeting with me and Julie, Mayor, Council, for looking at that and taking that into consideration. It's a big deal for us, and like you said, how volatile it is with trying to get recruitment and retention. I am proud to say that we are fully staffed in dispatch. We have one officer down in our patrol, which we just had a gentleman go through our polygraph today, passed. So as long as everything continues with him, we'll be full. And I think this pay scale is going to make the difference in retaining these employees that we have that are working so hard for the city and that are highly trained and motivated. And this is the morale in our department is probably as high as it's been in a very, very long time. So I just wanted to say thank you for all your hard work and taking it into consideration. And
so you had the officers had looked this pay scale over and thought it was okay?
Yes, sir. Yes, I've had meetings with officers, you know, yeah, by themselves with dispatch, and they're actually blown away by the fact that I think that they're seeing how invested you are in them, and that makes a difference, and makes my life a lot easier because I think it's going to make a hard decision to leave. You know, they're happy with the way things are going right now, yep, and now they're being, you know, compensated. And it makes it easy for us as we're trying to bring new people in, and there's no guesswork into where you set on this pay scale. And, you know, a lot of the agency I came from was the same way. It just makes it easier for us when we're hiring, and we know exactly what we can pay based on certifications, time of service. It gives us, I think, a lot to bring in people with experience into our department if we find it necessary. But everybody loves it. I just had a dispatcher go through the academy. She just graduated, and it was a breath of fresh air to hear her say about some of the complaints she was hearing from other departments and how short they were. And she was, you know, happy. She had nothing negative to say about our city and our department, and to hear that, I mean, that's refreshing. So I think we're headed in the right direction, and I think we're actually ahead of the curve now. And I just want to say thank you. So I appreciate it. Any other questions?
Update on the Acton program?
So we're still waiting on IT to get all our cameras registered. There has to be some electrician needs to come in and do some wiring and get a set up. So it's basically everything's ready to go. It's just a matter of all our IT department getting that up and running and the cameras registered. And so just waiting on them, and then we're ready to rock and roll. So yeah. So hopefully next weekish, maybe the week after. We do have a training set for December the 12th with Axon, but we have enough from what we did before, and they said you have to go ahead and start running. You know, our policy is written, everything is set in stone, so as far as getting those cameras up and running, we're ready to go, we're set, and so we'll do a 4-hour training to train the trainer on December the 12th at 9 o'clock, but I'm hoping to have them implemented before that to get the folks used to them, and I'll eventually have one for display once we get them up and going. So
I thought you was going to say one for each one of us on the
council. I mean, we can use you as our gap. Yeah, so, you know. So any other questions? No. All right, thank you.
Mr. Silbernagle.
Mayor and Council, really nothing to report, relatively uneventful compared to previous couple weeks. Almost been quiet, so no complaints there. Happy to answer any questions you might have.
No new water leaks?
No. So, no, everything's been good. I'd say relatively uneventful since that little stint we had.
Do you have anything to report on the approximate cost of getting that pipe over there?
You know, we've been discussing it. I don't have a cost yet on it.
Okay.
We're still trying to determine the actual size that we might need, which is going to definitely determine the play a big part in what it's going to cost, what pipe costs. So, but yes, we are. We are looking into it. Yeah.
You'll keep us informed.
Yes. Okay. Good. Absolutely. All good.
Thanks, Mr. Bennett. Any major project updates?
Nothing new to report.
Okay. Are there any oral or written comments, Mr. Speed?
Good evening, Mayor and Council. Handed out to you just before we started. It's kind of a revisit of a thing that was discussed, or hardly discussed, at the city county meeting, the joint meeting, a couple weeks ago. So we have this opportunity to have to get an application in to fund an economic development plan for the county and city. And the application deadline is February 1st, but we got a lot of work to do to get there in time. I know that there's concerns about just another plan with nothing, any teeth in it, that sits on the shelf. We write a statement of work to go to the contractor. The statement of work, in my mind, is something that has to be very to the point and say exactly what we want. So what I've come to you to do is to request a verbal go-ahead and to promise you that there will be no funds requested unless you agree to the statement of work, so that you get to look at it, even contribute to it if you will, so that we get what we want. This economic development plan will have the a specific item in there for housing needs for the county and the city as part of this plan to create, so we have a needs assessment plus the economic development. In a lot of people's minds, economic development is really unnecessary if we don't have housing. So it's a very integral part of it. So tonight, I need three things to be done in order to try to meet the time schedule. First of all, will you, the city, sponsor this? That means your name goes on the grant, because I can't, our work group can't go on the grant name. The other two options for this area are the county and JOCO first. And JOCO first, quite frankly, doesn't seem to have the horsepower to get this done. You know, they got a lot on their plate, one person full-time, and so it looks like, to me, the best person or best entity would be the City of Buffalo. So that's question one, number one. Would you agree to do that? Question number two is, we'll need a leader for this. Somebody step up to kind of marshal this through. And since I haven't heard anything from anybody else, I'll volunteer to do it if you agree to it. Third thing is, will you agree to 22 half of the 25% matching? The matching, like the City of Moorcroft got theirs done for $35,000. 25% matching on that is what? $10,000? Less than $10,000? Half of that is $4,000, $4,500? However, I don't like their economic plan. It fits what I've heard reported that Councilman Madden doesn't want. It's just another thing sitting on the shelf. That's the way it reads to me. So that is not an acceptable one to me. A statement of work needs to get something better than that. So it may be more money. The maximum it could ever be for the city is $12,500. But other communities have done it for less than that. So I don't know what it is. I haven't a clue. Because I haven't got a statement of work, I can't go out and get an estimate. So I need the city to agree that providing everything meets your approval, and you'll sign off on the statement of work that you will agree to do half of the 25%. County has to do half also. So those three things I need tonight. Otherwise, we might as well just shelve this and say we're really not doing anything. The other steps are, you know, start to be more detailed, you know, in the timeline and statement of work and having Julie. Oh, the other step was, is it having Julie work on the grant okay with you? She knows Brandy Harlow. She's kind of talked about it, but it really isn't my situation. I can't tell her, let's do this, so it's up to you. And so then, if you go to those first three steps, we can get proceeding. And it really has to be done. It can't wait till the next meeting. You really have to decide that now. And I don't know how you go about that, but if you wait till December 5th, you know, February 1st comes awful fast for the amount of work involved.
Have you ran this by the commissioners yet?
Only in theory, and yes, they're very supportive, but I haven't done it in person because last week, you know, the commissioners walked out of your meeting, or whenever that was, when I was at a funeral, and so they've got this information.
I don't think they walked out of the meeting. I think
they left later.
Yeah. Just to clarify.
Yeah, okay. They did truly walk out, but they did walk out mad. So I don't feel like there's any hesitation on their part from what I know, but I haven't formally presented it to them other than what I tried to have happen at that joint meeting. So
I guess I can add a couple comments as well. I was at the meeting with Brandy Harlow, and to get any funding for housing projects down the road, we need a housing study. But we can't get money for a housing study. If we do the housing study only, the city and county are paying 100% for it, which it'll come off entirely out of our budget. This way, if we do an economic development plan, we get money, we can get a grant for it from the business council, and we can include the housing study as part of the economic development. So at the end of the day, our total cost for a housing study that will qualify us for future grants would be less if we go this route. So that was what kind of sold me on the idea that we would be saving money in the long run probably accomplish more with maybe help give JOCO some direction of where we need to focus our economic development.
What else is included in the economic development plan?
That is, I guess, that goes back to the scope of work is what we want in there, and we can choose to follow some of the other plans, but we can write that scope of work to whatever we want to know and what.
And who writes the scope of work?
I'm sorry?
Who writes the scope of work?
Who does what?
Who writes the scope of work for the
site? I've started. If you decide that I can lead this effort or should lead this effort, I'll write it. I'll have to get inputs because I've never written one for this kind of project in my life. But I'll get inputs, and you'll get to see it and review it. And I hope to present it with all those inputs for your December 5th meeting, so you can, and ahead of 5 minutes before the meeting, so that you get time to look at it and see if you have inputs or if it meets your approvals, that you'll sign off on it.
What were the dollar amounts again?
Were the elements of the scope of work?
No.
Or the procedure?
Section 3, have city and county agree to each fund half of the 25% match.
Yeah. So that, the elements of, So the reason for these 3 points is a timeline, but if you don't agree to these first 3 points, then what's the purpose? I'm not going to go forward with any more effort if you're not willing to move forward.
I guess on the dollar amounts, Brandy got back to us a week after the meeting that they just upped the maximum amount of the grant is $100,000. That it used to be 75 or something. They just 50, upped it. Yeah, it just they upped it to 100. So we would be responsible for 25% of that, split half and half.
If
and that's the maximum amount if we use that. But if right. we get a better price, we might only spend $70,000 or $50,000. We don't know what the cost is, but we could pare down the scope of work and maybe get it for less than $100,000 or a master fee. We're basically committed to 12.5% for the city, 12.5% for the county.
Right.
What if the plan ends up costing $150,000?
That it won't.
How do you know that? Well, the bigger the scope of work, the
more cost. Sign off on it.
Then we'll have to reduce the scope of work or to yeah. stay within the. I don't think the business council. I think yeah, they'll try to keep us in within the
yeah.
dollar amount of, as well. I believe.
I guess my question would be not so much surrounding what's in the economic development plan, but more so is there a way to help them implement our economic development plan after we spend $100,000? Because
that is, to me, is in the scope of work. And aside from Mr. Councilman Madden's reported comments, that's my number one goal. I don't want a piece of paper that looks like our last comprehensive plan, you know. The only thing that we did in that comprehensive plan was what the city was going to do anyway, you know, the public works. That's not a real plan. I mean, that's not an actionable plan. And I don't want that. I don't want us to have it. The housing needs is one thing. Anything else, we need actual, what do we do to accomplish what we want? So from the plan, you can go to people and say, this is what has to happen. You can go to people and say, this is what has to happen.
Well, what kind of a variety, or I should say, do they spend any time in these kind of studies looking at various types of affordable housing? The ones we've been introduced to by people that have come in here before talk about why this is for people that have a household income less than so many dollars or something, and that misses our point. You know, we look around at some of these things and the apartments that would evolve from it and so on, and I learned real quick that there's a little bit of a NIMBY attitude around here, not in my backyard. And, you know, there's some validity to that, I suppose, you know, that, you know, I know of some places, some communities in Wyoming where young couples, you know, split up with each other because their two incomes are too high. So they only have one of them apply for it, and that's not what we're trying to do. We're not trying to change the social structure of the economy. We're just trying to get lower priced houses available.
Right.
And I don't know what kind of variety there is. I mean, I would think that, you know, I've talked to some people around here and see you can build houses a lot cheaper if you give up some of the amenities that they think
right.
aren't that necessary.
So
something that would look at what's available, what different smorgasbord of different.
So there's a lot of different things. You know, in Cheyenne, they're building 900 square foot homes that are entry level homes. That are Well, I hate to speak to price because whatever I said probably changed already, but it's well under $300,000 for a home, a house, and it's two bedroom and so on. There's a lot of different options. To me, the housing study, the statement of the scope of work, is what do we need, not how do we get to it yet. For the housing needs, that's what we need, is what specifically do we need, including the affordability and the wage levels that you're talking about. So we need X at X price and Y at Y price and Z and so on. So when they lay that out, then that becomes an action item for the affordable housing work group, is to figure out how to get there. That's not for, I don't want to pay for somebody to tell me that. At least I'm not asking you to pay for somebody to tell us how to get each one. That's a pretty complex issue, and it'll be far more expensive than I think we want to pay at this point. But if we have a housing needs that says we need these XYZ type places, then as we find out, as we see that, then we can go after those particular needs and go get grants if that's necessary, or go implement or try to get that implemented with private contractors or, you know, through the WCDA, like I spoke to about before. So it's really, for the housing needs study, really just needs to tell us specifically what we need, not, hey, we need housing. Everybody knows that, so.
One of our biggest pinch points now, of course, is interest rates. You know, I don't know if there's any programs that subsidize interest for a finite amount of time or not, but I remember once when Jimmy Carter was president, that shows how old I am, but they had a program like that, and I suppose it's gone away since we went through year after year of 2%, 3% interest rates for mortgage rates, but that's long gone, and the housing market right now has become unaffordable to those who would have looked at it as affordable had interest rates not skyrocketed the last couple of years.
Well, I've talked to a couple of bankers, and the that question about what's affordable, there are programs to reduce interest rates for qualified buyers. That's beyond where I'm trying to get to tonight. That's for the implementation part, once we've decided what we need.
So, if we have a motion to pursue this as a city, with the provision that the county would cooperate and partner with this.
Absolutely.
Okay, I'll move that for now.
I'll second that.
I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion?
I'd just like to add that maybe the word affordable is hooking people up, thinking that maybe it's only low income. Yeah. And perhaps we're looking at more attainable housing than affordable housing.
I'm happy to use whatever word you want. To me, they're equal in definition. But the question is, from apartments to luxury housing, that's really the question. What do we need? Attainable, I mean, if you put a luxury house up on Mather Peak, there's people that can buy it. There's some people that can afford it. What's the real workforce housing? People up on Mather Peak work. Is that workforce? I don't. We can make whatever definition people want, but it's really is what do we need for housing? How do we get it to the people that need it? That's really the question.
My other question or point in your statement of work: are we going to have some way to entice investors or people to, you know, contractors or something to come in? It's like, maybe It's like we're not ripe yet. They're doing a lot of building in Sheridan. They're doing a lot of building in Gillette, but I'm not seeing that same thing happening in our Buffalo area. What is not having those contractors or those investors look at our property the same? Because property is expensive in Sheridan.
Oh.
Yeah.
Those are excellent questions, and I think that's truly an issue for our affordable housing work group to address. Just can't address them all at once. So I'm having a hard time trying to get everybody to come to the meetings. This is an issue that we can work on. This is one of them, one of several that I hope to bring to you, but this is the only one I have ready today. The others, I mean, absolutely. You know, I'd love to have some stuff in Sheridan, and I'd love to have a private contractor do it. But there's questions about available land, and is it able to be built on, and there's all kinds of questions, and we can go for hours on those.
So, in that statement of work, would it be worth adding a land use study?
So that possibly.
We know what land is available and what land can be built on?
Possibly. You know, like I said, I'm really trying to not get it too expensive. But land use is a very good question. And I know that Moorcroft addressed it in their economic development plan. So it can be addressed. I don't like the answer that they got. Well, we should do this. What? It didn't read very definitive, you know? It just kind of does exactly what sits on the shelf. So I want more than that, but I don't know exactly how to get it yet.
To get it.
Mr. Baer, could I clarify the motion was to pursue this with the condition that the county agrees to?
Yeah.
Okay. So,
And then you would write the grant.
Yeah. And I could write the grant application. So, before you move forward, though, you're going to need the county's commitment.
Absolutely.
Do you have time to write that grant? You can be honest.
I'll give it a try.
Another thing, just to clarify, affordable housing and attainable housing, in my mind, is affordable housing. We couldn't keep a house on the market here for squat. A little while ago, they were selling faster than they could get them put on there. Tells me that there was some affordable housing. Attainable housing, in my mind, is can young couples, single people, be able to attain that house? That's the difference in my mind on the clarification of the definition. So, a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? There we go.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Are there any other oral or written comments? Oral or written comments? Hearing none, announcements. Department head, December 5th. City County meeting December 19th at 7 a.m. I bet you know what one of the topics is going to be. City Council meetings December 5th and 19th at 5 p.m. Planning and Zoning Board meetings November 28th at 1 p.m. City offices are closed November 23rd and 24th so that we can all eat turkey and mashed potatoes and supper afterwards. Note to the public, trash collections for holidays. Thursday's route will be collected on the Wednesday before. And Friday's route will be collected on the following Monday, so please have your turkey bones out there ready. Can I get approval of the bills as presented? Again, as discussed, there's two payment vouchers, one for the general business and one for the refund of the money on the 4th on Main liquor license.
I'll move that.
I'll second.
Motion second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Can I get a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Motion and second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Everybody have a good evening and have a happy Thanksgiving.